Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
At the MS, I'm looking forward to hear the Rebbe, to hear Rav Geisler, but ein misarv legadol, and words aren't like jokes. Rav Geisler said to go first, so it's not, words are serious, and I've learned that. One of the many things that I've learned from Rebbe. When Rav Geisler came to Durham, So I don't remember the order of the speeches. Words are important. And somehow I said that Rebbe will speak, we'll sing two songs, we'll speak again, like I had said what we'll do. And it could be, I don't remember, it could be the song went long. Rebbe spoke, then we sang the song. And it could be the song went longer than I thought. I don't remember the cheshbonos. But I said, okay, so Rebbe will speak. And Rebbe whispered to me, you said two songs. You said two songs. Yeah. My father, Irene Kaparis Mishkovei, would work with me when I was a youngster. Would talk about, not exaggerating, about the importance of words. But a person, Ein Adam Oymed Al Das Rabbi, for 40 years, it takes time for things to sink in. So somebody asks you to speak. It's like words aren't pretend. Somebody asks. So I'll try to, I don't know if it's an introduction, I'll try to speak for a few minutes first, but I do hope and ask that we get a chance to hear from Rebbe, from Rav Geisler this morning. Last summer, the topic of conversation, and I'm not setting the topic up now, but last summer we spoke a lot about prayer, and tefillah. It's the Hashgachas Hashem, tefillah has become very, it's always in a Yid's life, tefillah is everything. This year, pushing stronger, specifically tefillah b'tzibur, and trying to tap into tefillah b'tzibur, and davening more Shemana Esrei than I davened, because Chazaras Hashatz. So tefillah has become something I'm thinking a lot on my mind. It's on every year, tefillah is a big part of our life. And I ask myself, why tefillahs, what are the challenges? Always when you want to accomplish something, what's the blockage? What stands in the way of tefillah? We all pray. We're praying always. Prayer is like, I said, do you daven? We all daven. We're praying always. Every time a guy curses on the basketball court, he's praying. He's like, Hashem, come on. We're praying always. Somebody came up to me when I was in La Vie and said, I struggle with prayer. And the guy, we're very into ball playing. So I said, you pray the whole game long. And I described, Hashem, come on. And the guy's like, you're right, you're 100% right. He was like, understood. He said, you're right, I am a football, I'm praying. I said, I remember one of my kids, we were in the airport, and a guy let out a curse, like a loud curse. He put on two security lines. They made him go to the longer line. He was upset. He let out. And one of my kids said, Tefillah Katzara. He's praying, Hashem. The shame is that person doesn't know about prayer. The MS, it sounds funny. Of course he's praying. It's, come on. Shem, that's what he's saying. That's our whole experience is prayer. The question only is to formulate, is to be in touch. Is to talk and be in touch that you pray. Person go the whole life praying and not be in touch, they're praying. So they're still out of touch. So the shame is what's our blockage to be more in touch? I don't think there's an easy answer, but I want to say something I was yoyered to this year. I would like to share. My wife and I, over the last few weeks, have been thinking, we've been asked by different people to start a girls' school. And we're thinking about it for a year. It's a conversation, it's a topic, it's a serious consideration to start. What city would it start in? Who would run it? How would it look? And we're talking, we're having serious conversations because we're entertaining the mitzvahs. So I want to say the main thing that interests me in starting a school, the main thing, like having thought for a lot of hours about it, to me this would be the main thing of starting a school, like the main inyan that would have to exist. Funny to say the main is a scary word, but I think this is what I'd have to like say is the main sugya that would have to exist. I think in secular schools, there's not much space for people. There's behavior, but people, your worries, your who you are, what you're thinking, where you're up to. The main inyan to me of a Beis Yaakov, a yeshiva, of a makom kaddish is there's space as a person here. Your thoughts matter, your shittas matter, your way of understanding. To me, this is like a basic, this is like the starting point of a Yiddish, of a yeshiva, of a makam of growth, is your thoughts, your words, your statements, your good morning is like the world. I look at this environment with Zeichtu, people are coming, it's not like a show, oh, great to see. I watch Rebbe meet each person, there's like a big person here with a journey that matters from one end of the world to the other. A person's tears matter, a person's laughter matters, a person's statement. A good morning is a big thing. Good morning, like the whole world, a person says good morning. Two human beings meet and you say to somebody, this wild bracha, good morning. Amamish, you mevarich another person. And another person receives, good morning, said good morning. Two people greeting each other, seeing each other. There's space for people, but real, with real space for you. Your worries are a big thing. All the things going on inside is a big thing, and Hashem made a whole world, and your sugyas matter significantly. One of the ikum, I don't say the main per se, one of the ikum of prayers, do my words even matter? Is it chal? Is it, I'm like saying stuff. I'm being mishabeyach. I'm asking. I'm praising. Does my words even matter? Is it significant? In a world where people matter, prayer becomes much bigger. It's like a big thing. You got up this morning, and a human being discovered just speeches from the greatest miracles of our existence. That we can formulate words and concepts, and then somebody else can hear it and absorb it. Speech listening is wild, it's crazy. It's from the great miracles of our life. I am right now, my soul is right now like putting words together. It's crazy. I'm putting like thoughts together that my soul is, upon coming here, like feeling and experiencing, and I'm like, putting these words together, and remarkably, Ari, you're sitting here, and you could hear my thoughts, and absorb my thoughts, and care about my thoughts. Knock it off, Rebbe, all this stuff, Dan Kalish, one soul and another soul. You're listening, there are people here listening to thoughts, it's crazy. You know what's being expressed here? That thoughts of a person, expression of a person's experience matters. That's like reserved for a Rebbe. That's like a Rebbe's thoughts matter. A human being's experiences matter tremendously. And it's worthy, if I have to like say what I'm absorbing the last 24, less than 24 hours since arrival, the last 12, the last 16, the last hours, what we're zeich in our chaburas, people like matter a lot. To see Reuven Yonah, that's like, this is what was formed in our chabura. This is the guys created this place. People matter. People are like significant. People really count their experience. I got called from a lady last, I think she's Chassidish. I can't. She went to a big Balas Yisurim. She called me up. I'm talking away. And Chaim Wagenstein, I'm a zicher. I want to express Chaim's on the phone, and Chaim Wagenstein a few minutes ago had a daughter, had a baby girl, and I want to express a mazel tov. Chaim is from the big people in our chabura. Somebody, him and his wife, the emuna over these years, and they just had a few minutes ago, Chaim Wagenstein had a baby girl. He should be megadol his daughter, the Torah, the chop, the meisim tovim. Love is all.
We're going to call you back. If you can stay on the hook, we're going to call you back. I'm sure you have things to be busy with now.
Thank you so much. Amazing.
We're so happy, yeah?
Mark. Okay.
Thank you.
I'm going to call you back soon.
Thank you.
It's like a perfect timing. There are people in our chabur. They're people. There's space for people. Chaim's the Amuna, him and his wife. People of tremendous. It was 6 years they were married. Married 6 years. And the Amuna, Chaim, somebody was with positivity, with tears, with positivity. Him and his wife. What the Amuna, this couple, is lo yehuman. To see a child born, it's a big thing. Yeah. We have a chabur in the mornings with Michal Harach. We have a chevra. We were learning brachas this year. So day one, the Rebbe says shir. Michal sits us all down. He said, "This is not happening." No, "This is not happening." He sat for hours. "This is not happening." I'm sorry. "This is not happening." He said, "We're not learning this way. We're not doing this thing." What was this thing? And you know how many guys in yeshiva think they don't like learning because learning, that wasn't, and Rabbi Yisrael Salanter says, Einoi Torah. In people's opinion, if people aren't chal, he says, Zula ze Einoi Torah. He says, it's not Torah. You know how many guys think they don't like learning because they don't count? It's like somebody's lecture and you show up and take notes. That's not Torah. Rabbi Yisrael says, Alush, and I don't know if I'd have the guts. Maybe no, but it doesn't matter if I have the guts. So Yisrael said, Zula zeh einoi Torah. It's not Torah. Michal Harach sat and said, "I'm not doing this thing. It's not happening." Somebody comes, he says, "Ashir, I'm not doing this. We're going to learn something, and then we'll handle. Somebody will speak on something we saw, and we could like..." But there's like people with opinions, with... Torah is their people, the mekablei haTorah, whose perspective matters. If there's a shir and every guy does a chap, like your perspective matters, Rabbi Yisrael says, Einai Torah. It's not Torah, he says. He's going on the Gemara Kedushin that their first enemies in this Ava B'Saif. He says, if each person doesn't chap, his svara, his perspective matters, Einai Torah. You get such a lashon, it's not called Torah. The experience of each person, the space for each person. Prayer is a big thing when a person could know that their words matter. Their shevach, their praise of Hashem is massively significant. The Rabbanu Shalom Zishoneya, like, it's not just people just saying things all around. Words are like powerful. Your experience is powerful. Your expressions, our expressions, are a very big deal. And the Rabbanu Shalom Zishoneya Shoneya Tfilah, you said that. It's like, it's a big thing when a person says things. It's a very big thing. I'm not saying that in a place where there's space, automatically tefillah emerges. People are davening, and there are plenty of ikuvim tefillah. I think you're take off one of the ikuvim of tefillah. First of all, it's like a big deal, your perspective, your davening. People sit in shul, it's very normal. You see somebody who seems a little more intense than you, a little this than you. The reason you're questioning, there's like a lot of people, and then you have to go to a minyan duch. It's hard enough to know my words count. My words count. So maybe if I daven alone somewhere, no, I'm not like a lot of people. And everybody's words count a lot in their own story, their own way, their own experience. It's just tremendously significant. I want to like express that coming here, I feel this in our chabur. I feel this. You know, it's such a fascinating meeting place here. We come together. Guys are coming from all different places. We want to hear each other's stories. I always think coming in, I hope this summer more people speak. We should ask Naftali, get up and speak. Share with us a question, a thought, a challenge. We're coming from, Naftali's coming from there. Ezra's coming from here. Zevi from here. Each person, Zevi's coming, Chaim's coming, different kolam, different places. And every Ruven Yain is back. Yisrael Meir was talking to you about his chavrus Ruven Yain on the way up. People just matter here a lot. And that's a big part of our chabur. There's like space for people. When Menachem spoke, my son Menachem was coming to Hashem later today, when he spoke, I think it was the Afrof, he was thanking the chevra and yeshiva. He was in Durham too, and he said there's space here for me. There's like mamish space for a person to have his journey, to figure things out. There's space for a person, the real space for people. That's something that's beautiful about this olam that we're zeichah to be part of. People are significant. People's journeys matter. People's journeys are celebrated. People's worries are important. People's questions are important. There's mamish space for people. That's a mark. I feel that when we greet each other, when we see each other, when we're... I'm happy to see you. There's not words. There's a big thing to see, to get to be zeichah, to reconnect, Akiva, to see you with your family growing. It's a tremendous, tremendous honor and success. And I thank the Chevra for a place that this space for people is a precious mitzvah, a really precious mitzvah. And I thank the Chevra. I'm happy each person's here. I think this, my wife and I are thinking about a school that's like, and then you have to think, how can I create such a thing? Certainly a school needs structure, and it needs a certain type of disciplining, and you can't have chaos in this. But it can't be the not space for people. That has to be like the starting point. That there's all different people and different ideas and different thoughts. And how could you create that? It's complicated. If you have one person in a family, you have X number of kids. Here you have a whole bunch. How can you still leave room for people? But it's not a negotiable point. That has to be, people are expressing and saying and safe. It's remarkable. Guys will describe, and nobody means bad. This is not to put anybody down, but how many guys like open up to a Rebbe and then get in trouble for that? There's something so, not just the betrayal of trust, there's something so deeply disturbing. So what are we asking? Don't open up. Isn't the whole thing, there's people, there's a journey. Where are you at? What are you up to? Isn't that, that's the starting point of the yeshiva. Everything else is okay. Is a way to facilitate that. But that has to be there. Yisrael describes this on the Gemara Kiddush, and the Gemara says that a Rebbe and a Talmud, a father and son, are first enemies. And at the end of the experience, there's Ava B'Saif. What it's describing, their first enemies, is there's really space for people and different people. The Ava B'Saif is when everybody like merges together. All the different people, we figure out how all of us are necessary, and we create an MS from the whole matzah. That's the Ava B'Saif. It's always interesting in yeshiva, if anybody watches the journey of a year in yeshiva by us, it takes a very long time. Guys struggle the beginning of years mightily. The beginning of years is the enemies originally, because there's so many people and so many types, and we don't even know how to merge it. I almost will say in a school that there's not massive struggles at the beginning, you're doing something wrong. See, if day one, the Rebbe walks in and starts teaching, there are no struggles day one. It's not different day one and the end of the year. Because there wasn't space for anybody. So there's no friction at the beginning. The Rebbe gives the same shiur day one and last day of the year. That's not how Torah is supposed to be. There's a matzah. You're describing a friction. You're describing a friction of... Somebody asked Mati Dahan, he's coming on a Shabbos. I don't get it. You're on the Shabbos and this kid, this 10th grader, is on the... How is the same Shabbos for both of you? That every base medrash is supposed to be enemies at first. And you're right, he's asking the Kasha how we have the Ava B'Saif. The Ava B'Saif comes. It's fascinating to watch a year in Durham form. It's at the beginning, it's filled. Nobody could bring this together. No human being can. Only Hashem who made all these types of people. Clearly that we all, there's a Kiddush Shamayim Sazamin together. It's like an ace. It's an ace. There's a friction at first, a crazy friction. The friction of different people, different worlds, different ideas. Such a beautiful friction. But like just day one, the yeshiva is like overwhelmingly big. And then somehow everybody, with everybody's shtick, we like figure it out. We come together. We appreciate each other. We learn to try to understand each other. You end the last year in the rooms, like the smallest room in the world. Guys open up in front of 250 people. Some people say the biggest secret. That's not a normal thing. because you're not talking to the door. It's like a room of like one person. There's an Ava B'Saif, so people see that. Mamish, there's a space for me, a space for you. There's like, we all could fit here. We all could make sense here. And I just feel that the Chevra, this Mitzios is created. It's created. It's from Hashem. It's a Neis Min Hashemayim. And we're zeich to be part of Chabur, the really space for people. There's really space for people. I like the Rav Aryeh often. I don't know what he's going to do this. He's always like giving, but he made like stuff in the past for the children. I'm excited for Zevi's Yitzchak to get like a sulam treat, something. A person, man, each person, there's mamish space for people. Yitzchak's here. He's a penny for years. Yehuda's penny, the Deutsch's penny. He's a big guy here. I could tell you my Yisrael Meir was on the way up. The normal nerves, excitement he had, like he's registered, a big guy. He's a big guy here. He's telling me he thinks he's learning with Reuven Yonah. I don't know if they made up already. He has big plans for what they're learning. He maybe will start Gemara, maybe Mishnah. He has ideas. He's going to talk to his Chavrusa. He's already excited. He wondered if I could team up for the pickleball tournament with him. I say get a lot better partner than me. But the mitzvah of a place that there really space for people, that people are significant here and matter is supposed to be part of such a massive. I think that's an entrance way into prayer. I don't think somebody can have meaningful prayer without this. I don't say if you have this, then prayer is just there. It's a sugya of prayers to get in touch with our prayers. We have to live with reality. We have to be in touch that we're praying. There's sugyas. But I think firstly that our words matter, that our words are significant, that our experience is significant. How it's hitting us is significant, is like a very big thing. I was zeicha to sit on the plane next to a bacher, 20, from the 20s, he was describing like significant complications in his relationship to God. And he was discussing, you know, so, if I have such, could I even pray? He didn't even have, he was like busy with prayer itself. He's like handling, you're allowed to be angry at Hashem and pray. That prayer is showing up with Hashem. I'm allowed to be angry. Are you allowed to show up? That's what prayer is showing up. It's not like, even though I'm angry, I'll tell Hashem angry. Like, no, the prayer, show up, really show up. Really be present. And it matters a lot. And a person is hurt. So that matters. That's a big thing. That's a big thing. That he's showing up to Hashem exactly as he is a very, very big thing. I don't know what the sugya is this summer. I felt it was like, I felt it was a bracha min Hashemayim. Hearing the shiurim on tefillah last year was, to me, was a very important thing. And I look at, if you want to see like Nisim Min Hashemayim on a personal level, to come here and hear Shiurim on Tefillah, and then to have a year that I moved, my father was something, Tefillah and Tefillah B'Tzibur was a very big avoda by him. And I want to, obviously it's a time I'm thinking of trying to tap into things that my father was about and taught us. And Tefillah B'Tzibur was something big. And the impressive part of having a son who struggled with Tefillah B'Tzibur and how good he was to me about it is wild. It's wild. Typically what somebody's fire on, you talk about making space for others, you would think, and he was very like, he wanted me to be strong with Tefillah B'Tzibur. He wanted it 100%, but there was space. He was personal respected. He used to tell us when we were younger, he said it, Rai Ras and I were talking about it. He didn't say it the later years. It wasn't as much of a sugya. Kids were married. But when we were young, he told us, Rai Ras heard it from him years ago. He told us that you're lucky. I don't press you like crazy. I don't give up on myself. Like the tennis dad who's not in shape and he pushes his kid way too hard. My wife has a chavrusa on the phone. They were learning Rav Olba Sefer, and Rav Olba, I heard them, overheard them saying, Rav Olba saying, like, don't pressure your kids to have what you didn't have. Like, you do you and make space for them to do them. And remarkably, my father made space for his son to struggle with that which he was so wildly good about. It was something he was crazy. Not, there was no such thing as missing. Nachum's amazing. Nachum already has for the children. He brought for Yitzchak already. There's Nachum Wolf. Yeah. And you talk about the Nisim, you talk about the Ava V'Saif. Nachum came to the Beis Medrash. These things are Nisim. How many years ago, Nachum, did you come to Yeshiva? A few years ago. It's been there. The Ava V'Saif. There's a person, anybody who's honest, what Nachum brings to the Chabur is crazy. Ray Russ met with me last summer and described that don't underestimate, you know, the communication that Nachum brings. Ray Russ met with me. Wanted to speak about a few things, the communication that he brings, making sure people are on the same page, know what's going on. He said it's crazy how valuable that is. The first thing when a country attacks another country, Eretz Yisrael, you mess with the communication. That's not a minor thing. If people hop with the pagers, there's deep things. The first thing you mess with the enemy, if there's no communication, the army's dead. It's finished. So Nisei Hashem, we spoke yesterday, but you have to think how it came about. You destroy, they can't talk. They're afraid to talk. And they have a whole, what is Eretz Yisrael here? What don't they hear? No communication. Now you just finish. Nachum brings to the Chabur, you talk about Avah B'Saif, each person. In a minute, we talk about something for the kids. And like flies men HaShemayim, something for Yitzchak. Let Zevi come up. This is for Yitzchak, Zevi. Where is Shunta? I want to give it to him, but okay. Show it. Oh my God. Thank you, Nachum.
Wake him up.
But that everything's Hashkachas Hashem. The Rabbeinu Shlom is exact. And my tata was important to feel the Betzibra, and it's something he wanted. Of course, he wanted his children. It was something that was very powerfully important to him. And then to come last year and the sugya be tefillah, and then to tap in that, it meant a lot. I know other people also were very impacted by the conversations of tefillah, by the shiurim that Rabbi gave on tefillah. It was very, very powerful, and it was powerfully placed for me personally when it was. So I wanted to thank the guys for those shiurim last summer. I wanted to express the heart of this aspect that a person's thoughts and statements and the expression of their neshama, tefillah, speech itself is like the biggest thing. Hashem is the neshama of a person, the ruach l'memala. We can express and formulate, and it's the soul inside of a person. Prayer is, it's not like a side thing. This is not like a zaitig thing to tefillah. This is speech itself. And Hashem's shemeya means your experience is like marked. You know what it means, a listener? Shua, you've spoken to Rabbi Russ. When you say something, a listener is not like he's just very quiet. A listener is when you say something, it's mashpia. You say something sad, he's ready to cry. You say something, it's like he's absorbed. Hashem's shemeya tefillah is like the most profound things of our life. It means every utterance we say, shemeya tefillah. We're davening all day and he's watching and listening and absorbing, and it matters from one end of the world to the other. Our experiences matter. People ask, are you allowed to daven the Mets should win? Do you understand deeper that it matters? You're worried if the Mets are winning a lot? Do you understand? The answer is that the Mets are losing. You're so frustrated. You're asking, does that matter? Yes. Hashem, what is the Shemeya Tfilin? Are you a lad of daven? You're davening. What do you mean you're a lad? I don't know what you're saying. You're a lad of daven? What's the question? You're asking, is it mutter to do what Hashem made you doing? I don't know. Be present. You're asking, does it matter to Hashem? Yes, he's a Shemeya Tfilin. He is. He's a Shemeya Tfilin. He mamish hears your prayers. He's present to your prayers. He really is. And your whole journey, you really, this is my journey significant. I have so many shenanigans and stuff. They all have like big spaces and places and have deep ideas behind them. What you were, why you were, what's happening is big stuff, and it matters a lot. You're so good. So I want to thank Rebbe for speaking about prayer last summer. I want to thank the Chevra for creating a matzah. There's like space for people. There's really space. I have felt this year more than any year. I have felt this space. There was like space for my stuff. I started out 16 years ago. I'm supposed to come in like a schmuck every day. You're supposed to show up every day. Show up. Show up happy. Show up in all different situations. Show up. And it matters. It matters. It matters. There's just space for you showing up. Hashem wants our story. Every aspect of it. He wants our story, and it's significant to our story. So I thank the Chever for creating such a space. I feel it probably most strongly the day we like meet, we all come back. The stories like connect. Our journeys like we meet up here. There's the place we meet up. Ellie, it's just awesome that we're back here. I appreciate what you did first half that story. Ellie drove from Baltimore here. There's a person who's doing things, who's traveling. We didn't all just show up here the same way. I like our families are rolling. Rebbe came from, did he come from Yusuf, from Eretz Yisrael? When is the Mishpacha here? All our families are coming in. My son's coming from Chicago later today. My other two sons come from upstate on Thursday. My daughter's coming in a week and a half from running. People are coming from different places, from different, we all have our own journey, and so it just matters a lot. Naftali, where did you call you? He just like yesterday learned with first Seder, and then he's here. Look, I'm coming from Montana. You're coming from different places. Each of our journeys, each of our stories, each of our movements matter a lot. And then we meet up here. We meet up here, Baruch Hashem, to learn together, to grow together, to talk together, to share together. I'm extremely looking forward for these few weeks of growing together, of sharing together. It's so exciting that we don't know what's the sugi Rebbe is going to speak about. I think it was all Tully and Aryeh who's helping the guys somewhere. So what happens then? It's very interesting. Last year, on the last minute, Rebbe asked, what should we speak about? Everything's Hashkoch Hashem, and Aryeh jumped up. He was on this side somewhere. I think first he was back, and he came up, and he said prayer. So prayer became the thing. I don't, maybe somebody else gets to step in, or it's Aryeh's. So really a tremendous appreciation to everybody for being here, and Bez Hashem. Hashem should be safe for everybody. Each person should be protected and safe. Drive safely, Chevra. All the comings and goings, we spoke to the drivers. Everybody here, some of the older Chevra. On campus, you have to go slow. Drive slow. There are people. There's space for people. There are little kids running around late at night. A guy could be just staggering around. Somebody maybe even by mistake took a drink. And because you have to drive slowly. You have to drive on campus. If a guy is driving fast, I'm going to give him a ticket. With Nazifa is the ticket. No driving fast on the campus. And off the campus, also slow. Also slow. Shleima, me and Shleima. Shleima is the car guy. Last year you said you bought a car on the way up here. You told about Ashkachas Hashem. I was nervous. A week left to Durham. He had 10 cars in the lot. I was panicking. What are you going to do, Shlom? He had 10 cars a week left of his man. Now, we leave for the summer. What's he going to do? It's going to be a big hefset. Here's Amunah. You were calm as can be. The last Friday you sold the last car, Shlom? Was that true, the last Friday? All 10 cars, he was calm, full of emunah. It's worth it. I'm like that you sell cars, you have a talent, and it's a very good thing, but the emunah of like people working, people, you don't need to be a farmer. A farmer's a good zach also for emunah. It's worth to sell cars, just that emunah, you were like calm. I was panicky, there are 10 cars, Shlomo was calm. But Shlomo is the car guy. Shlomo will make sure everybody's driving. So you'll give tickets with me? You're empowered to give tickets. You stop, a good yelling a guy gets if he drives fast on the campus. Or fast off with a cargo, different speeds. On is mamish crawling. Off is just regular slow. My kid Yisrael Meir, on the way to a chasnas, I take the liberty. I'm careful. I'm not a crazy driver at all. But on the way to a chasna, I drive in the Siddur Kedushin lane. If it's very late, so I do some shoulder driving. Slow, but I drive. Yisrael Meir, I was driving with him. He said, "Could you use the Siddur Kedusha line?" I said, "Oh, not on the, we're not on the way to the castle."
You don't always have to stay in the room.
Sometimes not. Yeah. Shlomo Goren, I'm so happy you're here, Shlomo. Really happy you're here. Cincinnati somehow in our chaburas always had like a very important place. Shlomo married into Cincinnati. Mati came from Cincinnati. It's always been an important place. Really good to have you here, Shlomo. Thank you. Thank you, Shlomo. Okay, this was the longest introduction in, that's probably been given in a long time.
I want to just say, first thing, that we're going to change the rules this year a little bit. And last year I was new, I didn't have the chutzpah to tell Rabbi Kalish anything. But this year, me and everybody else here really also came to hear the Rebbe. So it's not going to be, meaning we're going to figure it out together. So it's not, it can't be just, you know, whatever. We have to, I really want to hear more. Every time I just want to listen. It's not about me not speaking, I want to hear more. So, we'll work it out, right? It's Vayav Basufa. And Nasim Oyevim was that, Okay, but I want to maybe just, I would love to talk about what the Rebbe was speaking about now. This idea of making space. And the Rebbe said it's not an issue, it's not a question. There is a place for everybody. It's not something that can be discussed. How do you make room for everybody? So I maybe want to explain what I think the Rebbe meant. If the Rebbe didn't mean it, didn't say it, didn't tell what I meant. And if it did, then I'll say that's what I meant. But I think.
My Yaakov played me. Somebody was interviewing Leonard Cohen. Yaakov likes this singer. He's a Yid. He's a Yid who says very beautiful things. So somebody was interviewing him. So the interviewer said, "What did you mean when you sang this and this?" So Leonard Cohen, he seems to be a very honest person. So Leonard Cohen says to the interviewer, is a guy. He says to the guy, I have no idea. So the guy looks at him. He said there's scholars. He starts naming scholars. There are people out there like studying what you mean. It's all a farce. You don't even know what you meant. Like, tell everybody. The guy was like, tell everybody. So Leonard Cohen looks at him. He said, a human being has deep expression. And somebody's saying, he said, I'm also working to find out what I meant. He said, of course they should study. And the guy was totally lost. By this point, the guy's high. Like, what are you talking about? You don't know. So I'm also going to find out. I'm also interested to hear what I meant.
There's something. This is, I think, we experience life. Every person experiences life from his experience. I don't experience other people's life. I don't experience other people's experience. That's really Madrega, that I can experience somebody else. And then that becomes also my experience. But first thing, I experience mine. So we want to know like this. When Hashem created the world, and He gave me the kelim to experience Him through my experience, through my thing, through my life. So what's going on? Did He first create His world? Did He first create His thing and then put me here? Or did He put me here and then He spoke to me? Right? There was a Klal Yisrael and then we got the Torah. True. There's a Klal Yisrael in the Midbar and then we got Eretz Yisrael. Right? The Sasem says a half-lithic thing. He says we find twice in the Torah that Hashem counts Klal Yisrael. That He counts us. He says, one, before we will Kabbal Torah, and the second thing is before we went into Eretz Yisrael. He says, because when we Kabbal the Torah is a big thing. The Torah is something which is for all of Klal Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is something which is for all of Klal Yisrael. So one may feel like it's not me. It's not my experience. Maybe I have to shteltsu, is the word, right? Shteltsu to Klal Yisrael, and then maybe I'll be part. I'll have a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. Maybe I have to shteltsu to the Torah, and then I'll get something also. Maybe I'll get my crumbs. Yeah, they'll tell me, you also have a chelik. Yes, you have your chelik in the Torah, right? There's also you. You also could have, what does that mean? I don't know, maybe I'll be Kabbalah. I'm a chelik. No. So it says this for some, it's not how it's going to work. It's not how it works. Hashem comes and He gives the Torah to Klal Yisrael. Before we give the Torah to Klal Yisrael, we count every person. Because we have to know that Torah that's given to Klal Yisrael becomes the Torah of Klal Yisrael because it's given to every person. It's not given to every person because it's given to Klal Yisrael. But because it's given to every person, now we make up, who's Klal Yisrael? Me, you, just like we make up Klal Yisrael. So the Torah was given to every person. Before we go through this mahalach of being mekabel the Torah, there's a minyan, and we count every person. To tell you that it doesn't work that way, that there's a Torah, and now we let you take it. We say there's a people. There are people. There are people. That every person needs his Torah. And that's why the Torah makes up a Torah that talks to every person. Why does the Torah talk to every person? Why does every person have his chelik in Torah? Because what do you think the Torah is given to? Who are these Klal Yisrael? Who are they? You ever see? Where? Do you see anybody? What bracha do you make? The Rebbe was Meramis to before. When you see a Chus Yisrael, when you see millions of 600,000 Yidden, what bracha do you say? You say every person is like a whole world. Every person is a whole world. Baruch Chacham HaRozim, He knows the person, every person is all oilam. And because every person is a whole world and every person experiences his things and every person has his story, every person needs Torah. We don't say that Klal Yisrael, listen, a funny thing. We say, Moshe Rabbeinu, you want to, one of the biggest things we talk about, Moshe Rabbeinu. Chazal say, Moshe Rabbeinu was shokol, was equal to Klal Yisrael. The Shishim Riboy. So when I was little, when I was younger, I thought it meant he's so proud, he's so chashuv. He's like 600,000 yidden. Why did you say he's more chashuv than 600,000 yidden? The Maral says when we say that Moshe Rabbeinu was chashukul keneged shishim riboy klal Yisrael, it means Moshe Rabbeinu has nothing of himself. All he is to be there for every single person in klal Yisrael. That's what he is. He's shokol keneged shishim riboy, and that's a milo. That's the milo of Moshe. Meaning, he came. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu come? Did we come into this world for Moshe Rabbeinu, or did Moshe Rabbeinu come for us? What do you think? Did Hashem send us and say, "Yidden, get together. There's a Moshe Rabbeinu who needs to teach Torah to you, so come and learn by him"? Is that the story? And that it says not in the Torah. That's what it says. It says the story the other way around. That there was a Klal Yisrael, and Moshe Rabbeinu came for Klal Yisrael. Simple. Isn't that simple? I didn't say Chiddush, right? It's funny. It's funny that I'm saying it. Because of course, right? Okay. So why is it that when we think about our story, we're like trying to figure out, like, where do I fit? Where do you fit in? It's about your thing. That's what it's here for. The Torah came for that. Before we count every person, we're not giving the Torah. There's no mahalach of the Seder of Limud Torah. Before we tell everybody that everyone's going to have a chelik in Eretz Yisrael, we talk about how to give each person his chelik. We don't talk about Eretz Yisrael. Whoa, what are you jumping to give everyone a chelik? First say this is Eretz Yisrael for Klal Yisrael. We'll figure it out later. We'll give everyone that chelik. No. Moshe Rabbeinu says, my job in the Midbar is first thing to tell everybody you have a chelik. And because you have a chelik, and you have a chelik, and you have a chelik, that's why we have an Eretz Yisrael. That's why it's called Eretz Yisrael. Because it's the chelik of every person there. So it starts, the question is, where are we starting? Where do we start? What's the story? The story is that there are people that need to be mekabel a Torah. Do I have to be mekabel your Torah? No. So what does it mean about people that need to be mekabel the Torah? There's like this Torah out there, there's a Klal Yisrael out there, everything is an abstract thing. There's some kind of a Torah, there's a Klal Yisrael. And then if you're Zayche, you can come into the Beis Medrash. One second, am I Klal Yisrael? Who's Klal Yisrael? Me, you. It starts from there. It starts from me, from you, and we get together, and that's what makes Klal Yisrael. That's the story. We don't have to figure out how do I have a chelik in Torah. We have to figure out how we can make this. How playing chelik in Torah is also, it's also mine. I'm also part of the klal. I'm also part of a klal Yisrael, and that's crazy when I have that, because then my chelik is so much bigger. Then I'm part of something so much bigger. That's vayv v'sufa. At the end, I love your chelik. I love because that's really where I. That's where my Torah becomes, where my shaykhus to that becomes much bigger thing. So there's the minyan, and the minyan means that we have to start from there. We have to start from each person's experience, because that's how I grow up. That's where Hashem created me. My first thing is my experience. My growth is when I could feel your experience, and I could make room for you, and I could make room for somebody else, for everybody. And then we made a place. Then we made a place where we could all have this together. And we could mamash do this together. But the place is, where does it start? Where does this whole thing start? Do we start from this Klal Yisrael? Do we start from this? It's all abstract. There's no such thing. There's no Klal Yisrael. There's no such thing. Klal Yisrael means every single person getting together. That makes a Klal Yisrael. And if you wouldn't get together, it wouldn't be Klal Yisrael. If there wouldn't be Yechidim, if there wouldn't be me, there wouldn't be you, there wouldn't that be a Klal Yisrael. Always think about this. When it says in the Torah, we have to stop a little bit with the abstract thing. Who are B'nai Yisrael? Dabar al B'nai Yisrael. Who are B'nai Yisrael? Me, you. What, these people, they're wearing the robes of the desert, they were the B'nai Yisrael? And then everything else came afterwards, like Agav, like it just happened. Who were we talking to? The Torah was talking to them. He wasn't talking to me. Of course, he was talking to me. He was talking to every dar. So Davut Bnei Yisrael means Hashem is telling you, I have something to tell you. Who's who? Who? Somewhere out there. Who? Who's the Bnei Yisrael? Who are we talking to? If you're talking to everybody, you're talking to nobody. Because there is no such thing as everybody. There's no such thing. There's no reality like that. There's Yidden that get together. Oh, now there's a tzibur. There's a tzibur. We made a tzibur. Tefillah b'tzibur means if my way I stand in front of Hashem is with other Yidden, it means I identify myself as a Yid. It means I can identify myself. And I don't want my own private story. I don't want Hashem to answer me, to take care of me. Imagine if somebody, a father... Imagine a parent or a sibling is just davening for himself. Could you imagine a mother? Let's say like that. So you know what you think about themselves right now. A mother, think about the wife you want to marry. Yeah, better. Think about a mother. Could you imagine they tell you this girl is a gewaldika, she's ruchnius, she's great, she has a connection with Hashem. She mom has a connection with them. Oh, great, I want someone with a connection to Hashem. What does she do? How do you know she has a connection to him? Well, she davens. She davens. Okay, how would that help me in my life? She davens for who? Daven for herself. Daven for herself. Does she daven for Yidden? Does she daven for her parents? Does she daven for her... but she's spiritual. She davens for herself. Could you imagine? That's the girl you don't want to marry. You don't want to marry. That kind of thing. You're davening, you're part of a family, you're davening for your friends. So it's true. The Rebbe always says this, and I know this from the shimush that I get from being zeichet to be a Talmud of the Rebbe's Talmidim, that the chasin at his chasana, don't forget to daven for yourself. That's true. You know why? Because if you're not davening for yourself, you're not davening for friends either. If you're not davening for yourself, that means you're just whatever, you're doing your thing, you're whatever. But if you identify yourself with the chevra that you're with, and it's your story, who tzarech lo yisei davar? Hamispalav al chaveri, who tzarech lo yisei davar? But it's my story. It's my pain when somebody else is in pain. I could feel that. But my first thing, do I know what it feels like to feel my pain? Do I know what it means to feel myself? And if I could feel myself, then the Rebbe's matter to daven for other people, of course. That's the story. But my story is my experience. And it's so real. And it's so me. It starts from that place. So I mentioned last year that my father said this aura that my father once told me that he feels like the world has it a little backwards sometimes. People have it backwards. Why? Torah, we know, everybody has his chelik in Torah. Everyone has his own chelik in Torah. Right? My chelik, I have my havana, my understanding. You're supposed to understand the Torah your way, with your life experience, with your understanding, the way you relate to it. Davening, we find that Chazal b'masakein, like a tefillah, they're always davening for Klal Yisrael. So my father said, isn't it strange that we find ourselves that when it comes to Torah, we're trying to know that what people say, you know, sometimes we want to know, you want to say Dvar Torah, look up as, what do people say? Well, look up in a sefer, whatever. We're looking for the Torah of Klal Yisrael. What are they saying in the base matters? And when it comes to davening, we're davening for ourselves. It's mamish backwards. It's mamish not the way it should be, right? But I once told this to the Rebbe, and he was masking for this, that I think that there's a limit zchus for Yidden. We can understand why it's like that. They really can't be that. We have it all wrong, backwards. It's not Yidden, we know. So what's the pshat? The pshat is in order to daven for somebody else, you have to first learn to daven for yourself. Is this self? Is your experience? And part of my experience is that I feel my pain. I'm upset about something. There's something that I'm going through, and all that. I bring all that to Hashem. I come with everything to Hashem. Now, what if I? So that's myself. That's good. After that stage, I could talk about, okay, you're bigger than that, right? You have friends. You have people that you know. You're a Yid. Of course, you want it to be good for Yidden. It's not so complicated to want it to be good for Yidden. We're Yidden, and we want it to be good for Yidden. It doesn't have to be like a whole Avodah to figure it out. Of course, there are Madregas, but it all comes from a sense of identity. Like I'm a Yid, and I want it to, and I'm amongst Yidden. We have a purpose together. We're a big family together, and of course, I want it to be good for Yidden. I to say that a person is like, oh, I'm a big Ovid Hashem. I daven for my children. Yeah, it's a big Madrega that I daven for my children. I don't think it's a big majega. Right? Of course they're not children. And what if I identify with Klal Yisrael, that I'm a Yid and also davening for Yidden? That's also part of my world. That's also part of who I am. It's me. It's also me. What if I know that I should be davening for Yidden? I should care about it. But I'm not feeling that right now. That's okay. I you know it, right? You know it. So you'll say I'm davening for Yidden because I know that I should care. So whatever. That's fine. So I care. If I know that I should care, so I care. You care about the fact that you should care, so you care about Yidden. So you're davening for Yidden. You don't have to get so complicated. Am I feeling my son right now? This is his pain. Of course I know it's my son. I daven. It's not so complicated. It doesn't have to be. Not complicated. I'm part of a Klal Yisrael. I am. What do you think I'm doing here? Why am I not in the camp, like down the block? Because I'm a Yid, and down there they're not. Okay, so good. Okay, so I'm a Yid. So I daven for Yidden. Thank you. It's not complicated. It's not complicated to daven for your family. It's not complicated to daven for other people. The only time it's complicated is when I don't have a sense of myself. And I'm not davening for myself either. And then everything becomes complicated. Is Hashem really care? Do I have a place in Hashem's world? What do you mean you have a place in Hashem's world? What's Hashem's world? What's Hashem doing in this world? Why is Hashem in this world, Bechlal? Do I have a place? The question is, how does Hashem have a place in my world? Do I realize that Hashem has a place in my world? Not do I have a place in Hashem's world. Hashem has a place in my world. He's with me. He's talking to me. It's my world that he's handling. Right? We always talked about this when we go through the Midbar, in the Midbar, right? So we follow the Amud HaAnon. We're following Hashem. What in the world is Hashem doing in the Midbar? What is Hashem? I'm following Hashem in the Midbar. What? Hashem has some business to do in the Midbar? What's he doing in the Midbar? Because I'm in the Midbar, so he's there. So who's following who? Who's following who? I'm following Hashem, or is Hashem following me? That's exactly it. I follow Hashem because I know he's following me. Because I'm following Hashem. That's my journey. So I'm following Hashem. I'm not trying to find a place like for me in his world. I know that Hashem has a place in my world. Hashem has a place in my heart. He's mamish there with me. And I know it because I know that this is what he made me feel. He made me feel my journey. So of course that's Hashem's journey. That's what the Sfasemis says. We start with the minyan. Before anything, we need to know that every single person has his thing. And we can't talk about a tzibur before we talk about the yachid. Because a tzibur without a yachid is nothing. It's nothing. When we try, if we're talking about like the Rebbe was saying, you want to build a school, you want to build a thing. If you're talking about big things, then you don't talk about anything. If you're talking about a person and another person, there's no difference if it's one person or if it's 1,000 people or if it's 600,000 people. The Gemara says, oh, about the entire 600,000 people doing Shechina, right? And then 10 people, and then 2 people, and then a Yachid Shasak Matara Shechina Imai. That's the bottom line. That's what it boils down to. At the end of the day, that's what I saw by the Shishim Riboy. That a yachid shaosek b'tayra shechina imoy, because Hashem came down to Har Sinai, not because there are enough people out there, enough people, so now we can show up, we can make the show, right? That's not the story. What, for me he wouldn't have given Torah? You think he wouldn't have given Torah for me? Would he give me Torah for me? How many people does Hashem need to give Torah to? What do you think? You think it's about, I mean, the Torah says, "Loi mirubchem mikol amim." The masses is not a thing by us. It's not a thing. If it would be a thing, we would be many more people, right? We would be. We wouldn't be talking about Avram Avinu, one person. The whole Shechina, the whole Taklis, the whole world was there for Avram Avinu. And when Avram Avinu had his Nisayan, it was the whole world was kedai for that. When Yaakov Avinu is lying there with the Mara Asulam, right? So what's the story? What's the Nevuah about? That Hine Anochi Imach. I'm with you. That's the story. There's not one story in the Torah that doesn't talk about Yechidim. That's talking about the whole klal. Never. And whenever the Torah talks about the klal, it's miyachid to say it. So it says, it's talking to every single one. Every single person. Every single person. That's our story. Okay? It's just so simple. It's so simple. I'm not trying to make a place for me in that thing. It starts from here. It starts from down here. And Hashem comes and he says, oh, there's Yidden, there's a Klal Yisrael. We need to get out of Mitzrayim. We need to get a Torah. We need Eretz Yisrael. You're going to have your chelek in Eretz Yisrael. And we're going to bring everyone in a way that not one person is going to feel like the other person has his chelek. The lashon of Chazal is that the geirul, when they made a geirul about Eretz Yisrael, about the chelek in Eretz Yisrael, the geirul itself said, it was clear to people, I have my thing. In this Eretz Yisrael, I have my place. I have my place. I have my thing. My Eretz Yisrael. My experience. My makom, and the person next to me has his, and we all came together to Eretz Yisrael, and that makes a Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is not built from a klal; it's built from yechidim. It's opposite, because there's no such thing as a klal. No such thing. There's no metzias. It's not a metzias. It's not a reality. No one experiences something like that. Who is the klal? Who experienced that thing? Who experienced the Matan Torah of Klal Yisrael. Who did? I did. You did. Because I experienced being part of a klal. You experienced being part of a klal. So that's how we experience the klal. Simple. Very pashut. So I just think that we have to start with that halacha. Start with that place. Whenever we're talking about that thing, and I feel like this is so pashut, that one of the big struggles that we're having in our tkufa, Hashem gives special mishanis for every tkufa, one of the big struggles is this thing. Yeshivas are so big, a person feels like, I don't have a place. Communities are so big. Okay, just stick that in, a little used in the thing. Right? That person feels, where's my place? And the emes is that mamish, it's harder to feel. But that's an assignment. That's our assignment. It's a very big one. It's a big one. And the taket starts off feeling big. But then when we do it right, it feels so small. It feels so right. It's every person is my brother. Every person is my sister. Too big, the family is too big. Family too big. I think big families make room for people. Small families have less room. Big families have room. You have more people to fight with. Kids have more people to fight with. More people to make up with. There's more experiences that we could have. There's much more interaction. There's no place for every person. There's more space in a big family than in a small family. Vada. Because the bigger you are, the bigger family you are, the bigger you have to become. And there's more room for everybody there. So there's a Klal Yisrael. Yeah, it's a big Klal Yisrael. Whatever, sometimes it feels overwhelming. But Klal Yisrael, something about Klal Yisrael, walk over to the guy. Walk over to one person. Chapesh Muzutim. You go to this big, I don't know, go to Vizhnitz or to Monroe, to Satmar, and you see like, oh, these guys with the strimals and the thing. Walk over to one guy and have a schmooze with him. It's such a fake reality, the big thing. It's not true. Talk to one person. I can't talk to everybody. You don't have to. But talk to one, talk to two. You're a part of that. You'll see, by the way, that it's a whole different story than what you thought. Because what you thought was a disconnect from reality. Because it was a klal. Klal is never reality. Oh, those... Whatever. All that talk is never reality. It's people. It's people. It's not a world that's made of that. It's just not. It's overwhelming. It's hard for me. No one said you have to know it. No, you have to remember everybody's name. Rabbi Kalish does that. Do that. I don't know. You have to remember everybody's name. You could want to know everyone's name. Could care that you don't know, you don't remember their name. That's good. That's great. Right? But that's the story. That's where we will start with that little thing. So I think that's important. We don't have to feel like, you know, it's not a selfish thing to feel yourself. It's not a selfish thing. It's the only place you could start with. It's the only place you could relate to. You could relate from the self. And then growing and steiging is where myself is bigger. That's still selfish because it's still myself? No. Self is not a bad word. It's not a dirty word. If self would be a dirty word, then it would be selfish, but it's all part of me. But self is not a dirty word. Hashem meant me. If Hashem wouldn't mean me, He would create me, not as me, as a Klal Yisrael. I don't know what that means, but He would create me as Klal Yisrael. But He didn't. He created me as me, and He created me so I could experience that thing. And He... And grow up and start experiencing other people, starting to relate to other people, and having a family, starting to understand like I'm part of a family. What's going to be with me? It's a good be more you. You'll be able to share you. You'll be able to be a bigger you. That's the story. That's the Amish story. It's all about having a bigger you. And that is, but that's selfish. That's you. Yeah, you is not a bad word. Not a bad word. Not a dirty word. Hashem created the you. Hashem created the me. He gave me that feeling of me. And He wants that. He didn't, I was schmoozing with Yaakov Kelish on the way up. And we were talking, I just had to add this thing. It's just, I have to ask. But we were talking about the Muslims, about their religion, and about their relationship with Hashem. And it's like just the Hagdara. Maybe one day we'll talk about it. Not to get into that so much because it's not our sugya so much. But there is a sense. Did you ever hear, like, I don't know, this Nisrallah, Yimak Shemai. They say he was like a ruchnius, a leader. He was a leader for the Muslims. I don't have respect for like a leader. He's doing something. He's bringing emunah to people. In crazy things also. But there was nothing good. I'm saying maybe there was something. But did you hear anyone saying about him that he was Kaddish? That he grew, steigt. I don't know. There's like no self. There's no self in the Muslim religion. No sense of self. The Rambam says this in Mar Nevuchim. The Rambam says that he talks about a part of the Muslim religion, but nowadays that's really that's a dominated part of the religion. That there's no place for a person. There's only place for God. There's only place for God. They prostrate themselves, then the battle. But then did they get up? How did they look? Did they change? Is it my experience? Nothing. The Targum Yonason says this. I heard this from Rabbi Shapiro once. The Targum Yonason says, the place where the Yishmaelim used to daven was called Be'er Lachai Ro'i. Be'er Lachai Ro'i. That's where Yishmael, the Hagar, Be'er Lachai Ro'i. Ro'i means he sees me. He sees me. Allah sees me. He sees me. He's in charge. He's the boss. Gevaldik. Doesn't that sound nice? You just killed you. You just killed Salam Aleikim. You killed it. You just said, there's no place for me. It's just Allah. What is Yitzchak? Yitzchak comes to the Akedah. He says, I'm makriv of myself to Hashem. There's something I could do. I could elevate. I could bring myself close to him. I could be part of his world. I could be part of his world. What's that place called? Yira Yeroi. Harabais. Yira Yeroi. Kishterach Shabal Lirois. Kach Bal Lirois. It's a relationship. I exist in Hashem's world. I relate to him and he relates to me. I see him and he sees me. I see him. Not just he sees me. I could see him. I could see how he sees me. I could see how he's watching over me. I could see how he makshiv me. How all he's busy with is with me. And they'll tell you, the Muslims will tell you, that's Epicurus. Epicurus. You believe you have Bechira? You believe you could do something? You believe you could go against Hashem? And I say, Hashem gives me room. Hashem watches me. And he cares about me. Even when I'm not doing his ratzon. Because he's giving me a place to be. He's giving me a place to be. Oh, so is the Muslim religion very close to the Jewish religion? Or is it exactly the opposite? There's more in common with the Apikaris who doesn't believe in God than we have with Muslims. Because they don't believe in people. They don't believe in people. They don't believe that there's a place for a person. They don't believe in Kavod Adam, in a godless Adam, in a big person. They don't believe that Hashem really would care. Why would I make a difference? And they'll say, you're not Bikaris. And maybe sometimes in our frumkeit religion, sometimes we also get that Bikaris. What do you matter? It's all Hashem. You don't matter. Bittul. Just obey. Obey. That word, obey. Terrible word. Terrible word. Of course, I'm supposed to obey. Wait, you're not supposed to obey? What's wrong? Rebbe, you're telling me that you're not supposed to obey? No, but obey? I don't know. Maybe from when I was a child in first grade, that word rings bad with me. Doesn't sound right. It doesn't sound right. Because that's what it's supposed to be. Like, don't make trouble. Like, just don't make any problems. Like, make it through the system. Like, be okay. Like, don't be fine. Like, don't. What about, where's me? Where's me? Where's me? That's the first thing. It has to be a place for a person. It's not stam that the Torah gives us the story of Yishmael when it wants to give us the story of Yitzchak. Because it's mamish giving you the contrast of people that matter, that are part of that experience things, that Hashem is watching me, that I matter, that I have Bechira. And I could build Hashem's world. And Avraham Avinu has a mission. It's to build Hashem's world. Yishmael, not negev. That story is not negev. Yeah, he spread something. There's something there. He spread the Amun and Hashem. Yeah. But he doesn't exist. He's not there. It doesn't exist. It's not negev. I want to hear about like a tzaddik. Tell me about a tzaddik from those chevra. Like what do they look like?
They kill themselves. That's why.
Yeah. And by the way, that's a big thing. Like, I'm ready to even kill myself for you. When yidden amayser nefesh for Hashem, I kill myself. Amayser nefesh. I give you. I imagine somebody. Like, it's a love story. I'll dedicate my life. Is my life for you? It's so big. There's a tchias amazing from that thing of Yitzchak. From Yitzchak, there's a whole new life that comes. Now we're together. Now we have a bris. Now, whatever you do, I do. Wherever I do, you do. That's what Hashem tells Avraham Avinu after Kedis Yitzchak. Now we're in this together. That's not my world anymore. It's your world. Now you know that it's your world. That's what Hashem tells Yitzchak. So Hashem Yom, Bahar Hashem Yeraya, Chazal Dashim, just like Kedak Shabal Lirois, Kach Balei Rois. Yirah calls Gurchas Pre Hashem. I come so Hashem could see me. Hashem says, I want you to come so I can see you. I want to see you. Come, I want to see you. So when we go to Har HaBayis, we're going to go with such a guy, but where are you going? I'm going to be Yoel Regel. Wow, Yoel Regel, what was serious nefesh? Serious nefesh? Hashem wants to see me. What are you talking about? I'll go anywhere. Somebody wants to see me, I'll go anywhere for them. Actually, and if Hashem wants to see me, of course I'll go. Serious nefesh. I'm serious nefesh. Sacrifice. Sacrificing. Yeah, okay, sacrifice is for the good. That's what it is. Sacrifice. He wants me. He created me, so I shouldn't be. He wants me, so I should go. That's what he wants? Craziest thing. Craziest. Cruel. What a cruel God you believe in. Crazy. Sacrifice? You're going to sacrifice for your wife? She's going to sacrifice for you? For your learning? You're going to sacrifice for you? Yeah, forget about it. Shkadai. I'm going to sacrifice for me, I'm going to sacrifice for you. We're in this together. Come on, of course I'll do anything for you. You'll do anything for me. We're here in this together. I love you. You love me. Let's do this. That's our story. We matter. We matter. That's what the Rebbe meant. Shkadai. Rebbe? Yeah?
Okay, I have to study. Amazing. My son showed me an interview. It was like a big Muslim, like cleric, like a guy they look up to. And the interviewer asked him that, I've seen you act crazy. I've seen your anger. I've seen you. And the guy, in an honesty, to give him credit, he said, yeah, I'm a shtickle animal. He said, what does I have to do? What are we? He's one of the leaders. No adgush on steiging, growing. He said, he admitted, he acknowledged, he said, I act crazy, so I'm crazy, it doesn't do anything. There's Hashem, like it has nothing to do with the person. It's amazing.
Talishnara.
Yaakov, another guy's name. He's like a young thinker in their world. I can picture his beard, maybe I shouldn't have the picture because it's been in my mind. But yeah, Yaakov showed me. The guy called him out. He said, I've seen you at rallies, you're crazy. He said, he acknowledged you. Some problems, like anger problems. Was it to do that? I want to describe the saying that we're going to get to now. I've been saying this year, Rabbi Yishmael Omer. I started saying Rabbi Yishmael Omer. I'm trying to say Rabbi Yishmael Omer for the Kaddish. And in Rabbi Yishmael Omer, we say, Kol Dara Shehaya Bechlau. Shall we? Anything that's in the cloud. Chaim Augenstein just now was for 6 years davening for a child, waiting for a child. Now he has a child, a daughter. Picture Chaim this month, his daughter. He ran off the phone, he's with his daughter. That's not it. It's all our stories. His story is us. He's us. It's our story. Kol davar shahaya b'chlal. something that's part of the klal v'yatza min haklal, has their own unique story. Loyim lamed al atzma yatza. It's not just their own story. Al lamed al haklal kula yatza. It's all of our stories. It's every Keith Siegel's story. Keith Siegel was me and he's you. Agam Berger is just us. The hostage there. Kol davar shayyim v'chlal. My story is your story. Your story is my story. Kol davar shayyim v'chlal. The yatza min haklal. And then they have their own. Funny, you think your story, your insecurity, your question, it's only your story. It's meant for the whole klal. Your story, it matters to everybody. It's significant to us. Well, Chaim's story. This afternoon, I'm going to be much more focused on Yisrael Meir because of Chaim. Chaim's holding his daughter now. Chaim and his wife are with their daughter now. That's his story. That's our story. That's our Kol Darva Shaya Bachlal Miyatza Bachlal. Layla Lamir Alatza Miyatza. Lamir Al Klal Kula Yatza. I never saw these beautiful words. I mean, you probably saw it, but I never saw it. Amazing rule. I want to like figure out what the other rules are now. Klal Upra. I want to. When I saw this rule, I noticed this. You ever noticed this rule, right? That's an amazing rule. It's our story. Zeb, you ever noticed this rule? That's the halacha. That's the din. You think it's like drash on? Drash on me. Kiva, you noticed this rule? What did we locate the Svarim? Gershon, what are we learning today?
We're learning Tadir v'Shein Tadir Tadir Kodesh. We start with the first couple of pages. The first page is the Gemara Zvach. That's where we'll start from. We won't spend too much time on Zvach.
So let's get to Chavrusas now. It's 5 to 12. And let 12:30 today. We'll work out this man and we'll work that out. Today we'll hear, let's prepare. Welcome to Ezi Shlita. Welcome to Ezi Shlita. So I'm going to ask you to start, Ezi.
Is that Eli Moshe Chaifetz? Eli Moshe Chaifetz, you mamish changed my life. No one knows the chant?
Could you start Yehi Shalom B'Chela?
Eli Moshe. Hey, you said hi.
Yehi Shalom B'Chela. Each part. Sorry, my shechem. That's part of the song. That should.
Becky,
you tell me. That sounded good.
Yehi Shalom B'Chela.
Shalom.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.